Okay, good morning again, Moed, everybody. Today's daf is Kedushin daf Mem Zayin. We had left off really in the middle of a discussion, towards the end of a discussion, on Mem Vav Amabez, which we will pick up with very quickly this morning. We had just been discussing a situation where somebody's mafresh challah out of raw flour instead of out of dough and gives it to a kohen, so whether the kohen has to return the flour or not. So we say, yes, the kohen does have to return the flour. And we ask, why can't the kohen just keep the flour? I thought you told me everybody knows that you can't be mafresh challah out of raw flour. So what's the problem? What's the concern that we have for which we say that the kohen has to return the flour? We ask kashas from truma. I thought if you give truma from an atzitz nakov al she'ena nakov or she'ena nakov al atzitz nakov. In other words, if you give truma from the wrong place, so we say people know that it's not truma. So in that case, why don't we assume that people know that it's not challah and you could just have the kohen keep the challah? The kohen will know that he has to be mafresh. The Yisrael will know that his dough wasn't mesukan. So we're going to finish up that discussion quickly this morning in the Gemara, and then the main focus of today's daf is going to be on the situation that we started discussing in the Mishnah about a case where a person tries to be mekadesh a woman by giving her a series of tamarim, by giving her a series of dates. Depends on the lashon that he uses, which one of them has to, whether all of them have to have a shavar pruta, only one of them has to have a shavar pruta, which one has to have a shavar pruta. And then towards the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, leading onto Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and basically for the entirety of Mem Zayin Amud Beis, we're going to delve into the issue of Mekadesh B'milveh. And so we had said, or we had assumed in the Gemara, that the Gemara had assumed that Mekadesh B'milveh Eina Mekadeshes. We're going to explain why Mekadesh B'milveh Eina Mekadeshes, what we mean, what type of milva are we talking about. So that's the primary focus of today's daf. We will pick up from Mem Vav Amud Beis, which is where we left off yesterday. So again, just to set the table, we had said that if a person takes challah out of raw flour instead of out of dough and gives it to a kohen, then it's not considered to be challah and it's gezel biyad kohen. In other words, the kohen has to return it. So we asked, why is it gezel? Why does the kohen have to return it? I thought everybody knows that challah that is taken out of raw flour does not have a din of challah. So maybe the guy gave it to the kohen l'shum matana. And we had said, well, because we're afraid that the kohen is going to use that raw flour, combine it with other flour that he has, which lacks a shir challah, put together an amount of flour that has a shir challah, and then think that he doesn't have to give challah anymore because his dough is already mesukan. And that's going to be a problem. The Gemara then says, I thought you told me that everybody knows that you can't be mafresh challah with kemach. So if everybody knows that you can't be mafresh challah with raw flour, what's the problem? And the Gemara wound up saying, well, people know, but they don't know. They know that you're not allowed to be mafresh challah with kemach. They think the reason is because it's such a tircha for the kohen. And they might think here the kohen was mochel, so maybe the challah does work. Maybe that fresh challah does work. Kamash Milana doesn't work. And then we ask Akasha that if a person gives truma from an atzitz nakov, which is chayiv and truma midiraisa, on an atzitz she'ena nakov, which is chayiv a truma only midrabanan, then we say it's truma. So in other words, it is truma, it does work, but you're not allowed to eat it until you take truma from the right place. In other words, from another batch of produce that's chayiv and truma midaraisa. And so we said, so why over there do we say it's truma? Why don't we say that the kohen has to return the truma? So we say because over there we're dealing with two different types of vessels. One is an atzitz nakov, one is an atzitz she'ena nakov, and therefore, as between two different types of vessels, people are going to be sensitive to the differences between the two. And then we said, really the kohen does know that even by challah it doesn't work, but we're afraid that the balabayis is going to think that his hafreshas challah works, and therefore he's going to eat the rest of the dough without being mafresh proper challah. The Gemara then tries, well, I thought you told me that everybody knows that you're not allowed to be mafresh challah with raw flour. So we answer, no, they know, but they don't know. They think the reason is because of Tircha the Kohen, and here the Kohen was Mochel. Okay, fine. So we ask, but why does the Kohen have to give, why does the Kohen have to give back? So let's pick up probably about 10, 12 lines up from the bottom of the page. We'll start reading inside again. So says the Gemara, Vitavi Truma V'yachzer V'yitrum. So why does the Kohen have to give back the Challah? Why doesn't it count as Challah? But we said, why can't the Kohen keep it? In other words, why can't the Kohen keep it? But just say that you have to be Mafresh Challah from another place. So Milo Tanan, didn't we learn, Misha'ein Anokov ala Anokov, if you give Truma from an Otzitz She'ein Anokov, in other words, something that is Chayiv and Truma Midrabanan, ala Anokov, on something that is Chayiv and Truma Midaraisa, then Truma V'yachzer V'yitrom, then it is Truma, but Yachzer V'yitrom. So says the Gemara, Okimna, betray money to us, b'chan money lo to us. You already told me that when you're dealing with Truma that's given from one vessel, from produce that was grown in one type of vessel on produce that was grown in another type of vessel, in that situation, a person is going to be mindful of the difference, so they're going to know that they have to be mafresh again. But if you're just talking about one batch of dough or one batch of flour, people aren't going to be as mindful as the distinctions here, and we're afraid maybe the Yisrael is not going to be mafresh challah again. So says the Gemara, Velot Sa'as, really, are people not aware? But Nana Toreim Kishos, if a person is Toreim cucumbers, Venim Samara, and it turns out that they're rotten. Avtiach v'nimtza saruach. It turns out that they're bitter. Avtiach, a watermelon, a melon, v'nimtza saruach, and it turns out that the melon is bitter. So what do we say? Truma v'yachzer v'yitrom. That it is considered truma, but you have to take truma again. I over here, we're dealing with only one vessel, and we don't say the coin has to return this stuff because it's gezel biyad coin. We say the coin can keep this stuff. Why can he keep this stuff? It's only one vessel here. Says the Gemara, Shani Hasam, the Midraisa Truma Malyahi. That's a different situation, because over there, it really is Truma, Midrabi Loi, because of the reasoning of Rabbi Loi. Now, since it's really Truma, so now there are two reasons the coin doesn't have to return it in this situation. First, if the coin returns it, then the Yisrael would think that it wasn't Truma, the Yisrael might eat it, but really the Havach is Truma v'yachzer v'yitrom. So it's a big problem if the Yisrael eats this produce that he had already separated, because he would violate the Isser of Azar eating Truma. Also, because the owner's remaining produce is fit for consumption, we see that this Hafrashas Truma does have some effect, and there's no reason for the Kohen to have to return it. But what's this halacha of Rabbi Loi? Demar Rabbi Loi, minayin l'torim in ara ala yafeh, shetzerumas or Truma. How do you know that if a person is torim from bad produce on good produce, that is Truma? Shenemar, v'lo sisua lav chet, you should not bear an iniquity, you should not bear a sin, barim chem eschelbo. When you take this type of Truma, now, emeina kadosh, if his truma doesn't work, nesias chet lama, why would I think that he violates some iser if he separates from bad produce on good produce? If the truma of bad produce doesn't have any legal effect, he wouldn't violate any iser for separating the truma of bad produce, because he'd be doing a meaningless act. Obviously, then, his truma does take effect. Mikan l'torim in ha-ra'la yafa shet truma so truma. And that's how we know that if a person is torim from ra'la yafa, then truma so truma. So that's how we distinguish. That's why we distinguish between the case of Afrashas Truma and the case of Challah, because by Truma it does have an effect. By Challah it's simply meaningless, it has no legal effect, and because his act has no legal effect, it's Gezel Biad Coin, the coin has to return it. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to embark on a new sugya. Last line, Mem Vavam Abeis. Rav Ami had said that when the woman eats the dates as she's receiving them from her from the person who's trying to be Mekadesher, the first dates have the status of a loan and can't affect Kedushin. And only the last date that she has not yet eaten can affect the Kedushin. And Rava will now qualify this ruling. Rava will say that this ruling doesn't apply universally. So Amar Rava, so says Rava, Lo shanu ela da'amar la bizu u bizu u bizu. The only time we say that it's only the last date that can affect Kedushin, but not the dates that she already ate, because those dates have a din of a milveh, that's only where he says, be mekadesh me with this one, and this one, and this one, and he's breaking the dates. He's breaking them up. He's dealing with each one separately. Avalamar la be'elu, but if he says, be mekadesh, become mekudeshes to me with these, and he uses a general lashon, afilu ocheles nami mekudeshes, but then even if she's eating the dates one by one, she is still mekudeshes. Why? Because ki ka'achla midenafsha ka'achla. Because when she's eating the dates, she's eating dates that are hers already. So if Rashi over here says that mikabelas basa rishona lo basa liyada b'toras milve. It doesn't come into her hands b'toras milve. Why? Demisha nigmar hadibor hikne le b'toras kedushin. Because he's giving her each of the dates b'toras kedushin v'chi achla mididaka achla. And when she's eating of her own dates. Va'afilu achla rishona rishona mekudeshes em yesh b'kulan shavar pruta. That over here the halacha is that she would be mekudeshes if all of them in the aggregate have a din of a shavar pruta. Because here he's saying right at the outset, become a kodeshes to me with all of these. Therefore, her mindset and his mindset when he starts giving her the dates is that he is trying to effect kedushin with all of the dates together. And therefore, even as she's eating them, she's mekudeshes so long as they are all worth a shava pruta. So Tanya Kavose de Rava. So we learn a brisa, we learn a raya to Rava. We have a brisa like Rava right now. We have a raya to Rava. So eskadishli be'elon. If a person says become mekudeshes to me with this acorn berimon, with a pomegranate be'egos, with an almond osha amarla, or if he says there is kachili be'elu, or if he says become mekudeshes to me with all of these. If in the aggregate they have a value of a shavapruta, then she is mekudeshes. V'imlav ain't a mekudeshes. And if they don't have a value of a shavapruta in the aggregate, then she is not mekudeshes. Bizu uvizu uvizu, if he breaks them up and references each of them individually, imyesh bakulan shavapruta mekudeshes. If bizu 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 imyesh bakulan shavapruta mekudeshes, same halacha, that if they all have a din of a shavapruta mekudeshes, vimlav ain't a mekudeshes. And if not, then they're not mekudeshes. Rashi says the structure of this brisa is very weird because we just had two different cases with the exact same halacha. Be mekadesh me with an acorn and a pomegranate and an almond. So if they have in the aggregate the value of a shavar pruta, then she's mekudeshes. Become mekudeshes to me, bezu ubezu ubezu, with this and that and the third thing. If they have the value of a shavar pruta in the aggregate, then she's mekudeshes. It's the same exact case, but in one case you were actually mentioning the name of the fruit, and in the other case you didn't mention the name of the fruit. You were just saying this, this, and this. So what exactly is the difference here? So Tosfos explains that because we are going to distinguish momentarily in the Gemara between a situation where she's eating the things as they come in and a situation where she's just accepting them and they're all extant. That's why the Gemara has to break this up. But as far as we are right now, very perplexing why the Brisa would break this up into two separate bavos, into two separate cases. So says the Gemara, now, bizu natalta viachalta. If however, he says bizu and then she takes it and eats it. Bizu natalso viachloso, and she takes it and she eats it. Vi'od bizu, and with this one and with this one, heina mekudeshes, she's not mekudeshes, ad shiye ba'achas man shava pruta. Until one of them is worth a shava pruta, we're going to see which one of them can be worth a shava pruta. So says the Gemara, hai be'elon berimon be'egos hechadami. So what is this case of elon, rimon, and eges? And egos. So ilema damar la o be elon o be rimon o be egos ibo be egos. If it's a case where he said become kodeshes to me either with an elon with a rimon or with an ego or with an egos. So imyesh bekulan shavar pruta mukodeshes. So it really is the halacha that if all of them have a value in the aggregate of a shavar pruta, then she's mekudeshes. Va'okamar. The guy said, become mekudeshes to me with this, or with this, or with this. So it appears that he's breaking up these things. He's dealing with each one of them individually. And therefore, the halacha should be, says the Gemara, the halacha should be that she's mekudeshes only if one of them is worth a shavar pruta, not if they're all worth a shavar pruta in the aggregate. Va'okamar. Ve'ela, so what elamai, what's the case? Be'elon, uverimon, uve'egos. So the case must be where he doesn't say, or with this, or with this, or with this. He says, become a kodeshes to me with this, and with this, and with this, and with this. So now the Gemara is going to ask the kasha that we pointed out a couple of minutes ago. So hainu, bazu, bazu, bazu. Well then, the first case and the second case of the brisa, or the first case and the second case of the brisa are identical, because in one case you're saying bazu 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 with this, with that, the third thing, and in the other case you're just giving names to the things that you're pointing to. So what in the world is the halachic distinction between these two cases. So, says the Gemara, Elalav the Amar La Be'elu. So Elamai, isn't it a case where he says, Be'elu, become Mekudeshos to me with these, and he's viewing them, he's dealing with them collectively, he's dealing with them in the aggregate. I, says the Gemara, Hamid Diktani Seifa, I, from the fact that it says in the Seifa, Oshe Amar La Eskachili Be'elu, but we already have a Brisa, we already have the Seifa of this Brisa, which deals with a case of Eskachili Be'elu. So Mechlal de Reisha La Ve'elu Askinan. So it's mashma that the Reisha is not dealing with a case where he says Eskachili Be'elu, because then we have the Reisha of the Brisa and the Seifa of the Brisa dealing with the exact same case. So says the Gemara, Perusha Kamefarish. Well, this Brisa is simply explaining, the Seifa of the Brisa is explaining the Reisha of the Brisa as follows. Says, Skachili Be'elon Berimon Be'egos. If a person says, become a Kodeshus to me with an acorn, with a rimon, with an egos, Ketzad, Kigon Da'amar La Eskachili Be'elu, such as if he says Eskachili Be'elu, so it's one is interpreting, one clause is interpreting the other clause, Viktani Seifa, and we learn in the Seifa, Bezu Nathloso Viachloso, that if she is taking them, if she's taking them one by one, and she's receiving them and eating them, Emyesh Ba'achas Me'em Shevapruta, Mekudeshas Vim Lav, Eina Mekudeshes, V'ilu Reisha, Lo Kamifilgi, Bein Ocheles Lemunachas. And in the Reisha, where she's saying, Bezu, 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 we are not Mechalik between a case where she's accepting them and just leaving them extant, and a case where she's accepting them and eating them. Shma Mina, Kalecha Damar Be'elu, Ki Ka'achla, Midanafsha Ka'achla, Shma Mina. So what we see is that there is no reason that from the fact that we don't distinguish by Elu between a case where she is between a case where she's taking them and she's just leaving them in existence, and a case where she's taking them and she's eating them, and then we say that if yesh ba'achas me'am shavar pruta then mekudeshes, so it's mashma then that what she's eating from hers, and that's why the first ones that she's already eaten is not considered to be a milveh, and therefore we wouldn't be worried about mekadesh b'milveh ina mekudeshes, and therefore the only time that she could be that she could become mekudeshes is if the last one has a value of a shavar pruta. Any one of them can have a value of a shavar pruta because when she's eating them, she's eating them on her own. So says the Gemara, well, hani chalamandi amar aseifakai. That's only good according to the Mandi Amar who interpreted. Remember, we had a machlokas how we interpret that last clause of the Mishnah. So just going back to the Mishnah, the Mishnah had said, "Homer licha eskachali b'tamara zu eskachali b'zu." If one of them is worth a shavar pruta, then she's mekudeshes. Vim la veinu mekudeshes. Bezu, bezu, bezu. And with this, with that, the third thing, emye shavar pruta bekula mekudeshes, because that's a more general lashon. Vim la veinu mekudeshes. And if they don't have a shavar pruta collectively, then not mekudeshes. Now the Mishnah then said the last clause, haiso cheles rishona rishona, eina mekudeshes achi ba'achas me'em shavar pruta. And we had a machlokes, which clause of the Mishnah this last statement went on? Did it go on the case where he said "Eskachuli b'tamara zu, eskachuli b'zu," and we said "Imyesh ba'achas me'em shavar pruta mekudeshes," or did it go on the case where he basically said "Eskachuli be'elu"? So hani chalamandi amar back in the Gemara now. So hani chalamandi amar aseifa koi. This is good according to the Mandi amar, who says that last clause of the Mishnah went on the seifa umai ache ba'achas me'em shavar pruta. And what does it mean that? And what does it mean when we said that until one of them is worth a shavar pruta? Ache b'achrona shavar pruta, until the last one is worth a shavar pruta, because the other ones are mekudeshes b'milva, hachanami ache b'achrona shavar pruta. That this also over here, what we mean is that when she's eating all of the tamarim, then she is not mekudeshes until the last one has a value of a shavar pruta. El Rav Shmuel Damri Tavayu Aresha Kai. However, according to Rav Shmuel, who says that this halacha is going on the Resha, so in other words, what was the Resha? The Resha said that if a person says, become Mekudeshes to me with this, or become Mekudeshes to me with that, then the thing that he's giving her has to have a value of a Shavar Pruta. And the last clause of the Mishnah says that if one of them as a value of a shavar pruta as she's eating them, then mekudeshes. And what was the chiddush? So according to Rav Shmuel, we saw that the chiddush was, even though makarva haniyasa, even though she's eating them and she's actually getting a benefit, still, she's not mekudeshes unless it's worth a shavar pruta. But if that's what you're telling me, damar tavaya reisha koi v'ocheles itzrichalei, and we need the case of ocheles to teach us that even when she's eating the dates and she's deriving an immediate ana, they still have to be worth a shavar pruta. But what has to be worth a shavar pruta? Any of the dates, not only the last date. So hacha klali kachashiv, prati lo kachashiv. So since he made only a general statement and not a separate statement, so why isn't it a kedushin if any of the dates are worth a pruta? It should only be that if the last date is worth a pruta, because the first dates are like a milveh. So that the Gemara is basically saying is, why in this brisa do you say that if she's eating the dates as she's receiving them, then it's a kedushin so long as one of the dates is worth a shavar pruta? It should only be a kedushin if the last date is worth a shavar pruta, because the other dates are gone by the time he's already done with his kedushin. So says the Gemara, Hamani Rebihi. This is the shita of Rebbe. The Amar Loshna Kazayis Kazayis Veloshna Kazayis U Kazayis Pratihavi. So because Rebbe would say, according to Rebbe, the Brisa does involve a case of separate statements, and therefore it's a good kedushin if any one of the dates is worth the pruta, even one of the earlier ones, because he's intending that she should become mekudeshes to him with any of the specific dates. Rebbe's going to learn that this whole brisa is talking about a lashon of prat and not a lashon of klal. Okay, so now we're on to slightly easier things to understand. So says the Gemara in the first wide line, Samarava mekadesh b'milveh. If a person is mekadesh b'milva, then ain't a mekadeshes. Why? Milva lo tzah nitna, because milva is lo tzah nitna, and basically he's not giving her anything. So what's the case of mekadesh b'milva? Case of mekadesh b'milva is where a man loans money to the woman, and then the man goes over to the woman and said, the money that I loaned you already should be like kesef kedushin. So what we're saying here is ain't a mekudeshes. Why? Because milva lo tzonina, when he loaned the money to the person, the woman spent the money, because that's what you borrow money for. You borrow money to spend it. And when therefore he says he's being mekadesh the woman with the loan, he's not giving her anything. He already gave her the thing, b'shas halva. He's not giving her anything now. Ritva says a very important chiluk, which is going to come to light later in the sugya over the next couple of days, is that even though we say mekadesh b'milva ain't a mekudeshes, what that means is that a person can't go over to a woman and say, the money that I already gave you, that should be kesef kedushin. That doesn't have any effect. But what if the guy goes and says, the money that I loaned you, I am now mochel the loan. So I'm forgiving the loan. Is she mekudeshes with that? Is she mekudeshes with that or not? So the Ritva says, yes, he can be mekadesh her because she's getting a hana from the fact that she's now released from her obligation to repay the loan. But you have to be explicit with the fact that you're being mekadesh the woman with the hana that she's getting by not having to pay back the loan. And you have to be very explicit to make sure that she doesn't think that you're trying to be mekadesh her with the original money, because the original money is already out the door. That's already hers. She's already spent it. That can't work for kedushin. So says the Gemara, Neima Ketanoi. Let's see if we can establish this Maimer of Rav to be a Machlokas Tanoim. Hamakadish b'milva ain't a mekudeshes, because we say in a brisa, Hamakadish b'milva ain't a mekudeshes. If a person is mekadish with a milva, she's not mekudeshes. V'yeshomrim mekudeshes. And some say that she is mekudeshes. So my love, Bakamefli, aren't we arguing about the following? The Marsavar Milva Lotzanina, Marsavar Milva Lolotzanina. That one Mandiyamar says that Milva is Lotzanina, and the other Mandiyamar says that Milva is Lav Lotzanina. And therefore, the Pnei Yehoshua explains that if Milva Lav Lotzanina, if we don't assume that the money that he loaned was already spent by the borrower, then really the money remains a little bit in the Malve's Rishus, and therefore the Malve can affect Kedushin on the Love when he says, I'm being Mekadesh you with his money. Says the Gemara, Vitizbara, yeah, do you really think that this is the way you explain it? Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa, Vishavin b'mecher shezekana, that they agree that by a mecher, it works to acquire something if you're losing a loan, if you're using a loan. So what does it mean? That let's say, for example, Malve lends Love money, and then Love is selling something. And Malve says, I want to buy this thing from you, but instead of paying you, I want to pay you with the money that I already loaned you. Does that work? And we said that by a mecher, it does work. In other words, you could use the money that you loaned to be kone the item. So says the Gemara, Iyamrit milva lotzonina, if you want to say that the money is already spent, so but my kani, how in the world can you be kone an item that the lova is selling by paying the lova with the money that you already loaned him? The money that you already loaned him is his already. He already spent it. What are you buying the item with? So says the Gemara. So Amar Rav Nachman, Huna Chavrin Mukila b'miliya chorari. Huna Chavrin explained this brisa in another manner. V'acha b'mayaskina kigon shamar la hiskacheli b'manev and imsa mana chaser dinar. That we're not dealing with a case of milva lotsa. We're not dealing with a case rather of mekadesh b'milva in a mekadeshes at all. So in other words, we had a statement of Rav mekadesh b'milva in a mekadeshes, and then we brought a brisa that seemed to be arguing about whether mekadesh b'milva's mekadeshes, and it seemed to be arguing about whether milva lotzanitna or not. And now we're saying, no, we can't be arguing about that. What we're arguing about, what that Bryce is talking about, is a case where the guy says, become mekadeshes to me with a money, and it turns out that it's a money. In other words, he said, become mekadeshes to me with $100, and he gives her money, but it turns out he doesn't give her $100, he gives her only $99. The question is she mekadeshes? So just on this concept of using a loan to affect a sale. So again, we saw over here that Rav ruled that if a person is mekadesh b'milve, then it's ena mekadesh, because milve lo tzanitna. Then we saw a machlokes over here in the brisa, at least the way we tried to interpret the brisa, we started to interpret the brisa about whether mekadesh b'milve is mekadesh or ena mekadesh. And both Tanaim would agree that you can affect a sale with a loan. And then the Gemara says, how can you affect a sale with a loan? I thought you told me mekadesh b'milva zina mekadesh es a milva lotzanina. So it's obvious here that the Gemara is equating a case of mekadesh b'milva to a case of lokeach b'milva. The Gemara is equating the two cases. And there is a problem though, because the Rambam seems to be soser himself, because first the Rambam says that if a person is mekadesh b'milva, it's ena mekadeshes. But the Rambam also says that a person can purchase land with money of a loan. So how can the Rambam say that mekadesh b'milva is ena mekadeshes, but a person could use a milva to affect a mecher? So the Magid Mishnah answers that there is a Gemara in Bava Metzia that apparently disagrees with this Gemara and says that you can use money of a loan for a sale. And the Rambam says that the Gemara in Bava Metzia over there does not maintain the principle of milva. Never applies. What it's saying there is that the principle of milva lotzanina applies for kedushin, but it doesn't apply all over the place. It doesn't apply in a blanket way. So maybe it doesn't apply. Maybe it doesn't apply for mecher. So the Magid Mishnah basically wants to say that here he paskins like this Gemara in terms of mekadesh b'milva, but by mecher he doesn't paskin like this Gemara. He's paskin like a Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Avnei Miluim says that there's a difference between a kinyan, a regular kinyan, and a kinyan of kedushin. An ordinary kinyan kesef has only one element, which is the monetary value of the object that's acquired. So the transfer of ownership of something of value is enough to affect the kinyan. The Gemara Baba Metzia says that when a person buys something with money that he already loaned, he's transferring something of monetary value. However, the kinyan of kedushin requires not only the transfer of something of monetary value, it also requires that the woman get some hana. That's why if a person says to a woman, I'm mekadesh you with money that I already loaned you, she's not mekudeshes, because even though you're transferring something of value, she's not getting any hana because she already got the money. So it comes out according to this. That's why, very nice, like what we said, the Ritva says, that if you are mochel on the chov, then you could use that mechila to affect kedushin, because now she is getting hana. She's getting hana that you are mochel the chov. So that's how we could distinguish, possibly, between the case of kedushin and the case of a sale. So anyway, back in the Gemara, so we had said that Huna had interpreted this Mishnah, this Brisa rather, as dealing with a case where the guy says, become a Kodeshus to me with $100, and then he gives her only 99. So now, what's the case? Is she Mekodeshus or not? Mar Savar, one Mandi Amar holds, one, and the man says, oh, you know what? Oh, I gave you only 99. I owe you $1. I owe you the balance. So do we consider it as if she's Mekodeshus or not? So Mar Savar, Ksifale Milso Limitave, one Mandi Amar says that she's going to be embarrassed to ask the guy for the remaining dollar. She already got 99, so she's going to be embarrassed, and therefore she'll never get the full amount of the money that she was promised, and therefore the kedushin is not valid. Umar sefer lo ksifalei lemitbei, and the other man says, no way, she's not going to be embarrassed. She'll go bitaveya the money, and therefore when she gets the money, she'll be mekudeshes. If a person says, become mekudeshes to me with 100, v'nasan ladinar, and then he gave her only $1. So, Harezu Mekudeshes V'yashlim. So the halacha is that she's Mekudeshes, and guess what? The guy owes her $99. So, Le Mekatanoi, should we say that it's a machlokas, whether she's going to be embarrassed to be Tavea the balance or not? Maybe it should be subject to a machlokas Tanoim. So, Amri Manechasutin or Ksifale Milsa Lemitve, Manechasutishin Vitesha Lo Ksifale Milsa Lemitve. No. The only time the Amaram argue is when the guy says, I'm become Mekudeshes me with $100. And gives her 99, is she going to be embarrassed to be tovea the extra dollar from him? That's where we have a machlokas. Maybe she'll be embarrassed, maybe she won't be embarrassed. When he says, become a kedeshes to me with $100, and he gives her only $1, you could be darn sure that she is not going to be too bashful about going and being tovea the extra $99 from the guy. So certainly she will, and therefore the halacha would be mekudeshes v'yashlim. Says the Gemara, four lines up from the bottom, Mem Zayin Amad Aleph. Meisvei, Omer Le'isha, if a person says to a woman, Eskachi li b'pikadon sheyesh li b'yadcha, become a kedeshes to me with the pikadon that you are holding for me. So vaholcha umatsa so shenignav. And then she goes, and it turns out that the pikadon that the guy had given, the pikadon that the guy had given to the woman was stolen, osha avad, or it was lost. Im nishtayir amenu shavar pruta, if a shavar pruta's worth of the pikadon remains in existence, then mekudeshes, she is mekudeshes. Vim lav ina mekudeshes, and if it does not remain, if nothing remains, then she is not mekudeshes. Ube milve, and if it was a milve, afal pi shelo nishtayir amenu shavar pruta mekudeshes, even if there is nothing remaining from the milve, then she's mekudeshes. Why? Because over here we must be dealing with a case. Over here we're dealing with a case, and Rashi says this on the last Rashi on the page. Mekudeshes b'hi ano de machila gaba. So here we have the Gemara switching up. We have the Gemara switching up the case here. This is not the case of mekadesh b'milve, where the guy says that money that I gave to you was kesef kedushin. Now we have the guy trying to be mekadesh the woman by giving her a hana of being mochel on the chov that she owes him. And remember what the Ritva said, this is why that type of mechilas chov does work as kedushin. Rav Shimon ben Lazar says in the name of Rav Meir, that milve arei kipikadon, that milve is like a pikadon. Just like you said that when the guy tries to be mekadesh with a pikadon, it only works if there is a shavar, if there is some value, if there is some of it left in existence. So to milve works only if there's something left in existence. So ad kan lo pligi el demar sever milve alfa gavdlo nishtayir amena shavar pruta umar sever nishtayir amena shavar pruta in evi lo nishtayir amena shavar pruta lo. Over here all we have is a machlokas, is when the guy tries to be mekadesh charged with a milveh, does a shavar pruta's worth of the milveh have to be in existence or not? But everybody says, but everybody here says that mekadesh b'milveh is mekudeshes. So why, Rav, did you tell me that mekadesh b'milveh is eina mekudeshes? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav of Itizbara. Really, is that really the case? Hametaretzta, do you think this b'raisa is correct? Hameshabeshta, this b'raisa is all messed up. It's incorrect. Hai pikadon echidami. Why? How do I know this b'raisa is erroneous? Because what's the case of a pikadon? Either kabbal aleach rayas, if he was makabel achrayas, if she was makabel achrayas on the pikadon, then hainu milva, then that's considered to be a milveh, because if she was makabel achrayas on the pikadon, then she owes him the money if the money is lost or stolen, and therefore it's as if she borrowed the money from the guy. And he the lo kabel achrayas, and if she wasn't makabel achrayas, say yachi adatani seifa ubemilve afal pi shalonishtayer mena shavar pruta. Why do we bring in the seifa of the brisa a case of milveh that even if there is not the shavar pruta's worth of the milveh left, then she's going to be mekudeshes. Niflog v'nisni bidida. Why don't we just argue about the case of pikadon? Bamed varma murim. When are we talking about shelo kibla leachrayas? That when are we talking about where there has to be a shavar pruta's worth of the item left? That's only when she wasn't makabel achrayas. Aval kibla leachrayas. But if she was makabel achrayas on the pikadon, which we said has the halacha of a milveh, afal gav delo nishtayer men a shavar pruta mikudeshes, then even if there is not a shavar pruta's worth of this thing in existence, she is mikudeshes. So what type of this whole brisa is messed up, because there's no reason to bring in a case of milveh. We could be cholek in a case of pikadon itself. So ella tritzachi. So we could say like this: ube milveh afal pi nishtayer men a shavar pruta. Ain't a mekudeshes, not by milveh, that even if not a pruta remains that she's mekudeshes, but milveh, even if something remains, she is not mekudeshes. Rav Shimon Elazar says, Mishim Rameir, milveh rei pikadon, that the case of milveh is like the case of pikadon. But my kamiflagi, what are they arguing about here? So Amar Rabba, Ashtachinu l'rabbanim b'bei Rav, diyasvi v'ka'amri, b'milveh b'rshus b'ilim l'chazara, v'adin l'onsin kamiflagi. They are arguing about whether milveh b'rshus b'ilim l'chazara, whether the malveh could be tovea the money back, and who bears the responsibility if something happens to the money that was loaned. What does this mean? So in other words, everybody agrees that milveh lo tzonit, no? The question is when the loveh acquires the money. The Tanakhama says that the loveh acquires the money immediately, but Rav Shimon Elazar would say that the loveh acquires the money only once he starts spending it. Before that time, the malveh has a right to retract the loan. Before the loveh starts spending the money, the malveh has a right to pull back the loan. And if anything happens to the money before the loveh starts spending it, the loveh hasn't acquired it, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, and therefore the malveh bears the burden of the onus, of the ones. Demar savar, because one man the Omer says milveh b'rishus loveh kaimei v'adin la'onsin, that the milveh is in the rishus of the loveh as soon as he borrows the money. Omar savar milveh b'rishus b'ilim kaimei v'adin la'onsin, and the other man the Omer, Rav Shimon Elazar, says that the milveh is in the rishus of the malveh, and he bears the liability for onsen until she starts spending it. Tosfos over here says Rebbe was dealing with a case where she did start to spend the money, and therefore if she started to spend the money, both according to the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon Elazar would hold that the lova already acquired the money. Once the lova already acquired the money, mekadesh b'milveh eina mekadeshes. Okay. Says the Gemara of Amina Lahu Laonsin Kuliyama Lo Pligi, and then we said no. By Onsin, everybody agrees to Brishos Lova Kami, that the Lova bears the liability for Onsin. My time a Logor Mishela, because it's no worse than a Sheila. Ma Sheila the Hadrabine Chai Baonsin Milveh Lo Kolshkein. Just like by Sheila, if you borrow an axe from me and something happens to the axe, the Shoals Chayv and Onsin. If you borrow money from me and something happens to the money, you should be Chayv and Onsin, whether you started spending it or not. The only nafkamina is whether I could pull back the loan. So Ella Hacha Milva Bershos Bailam Lechazara Ikabenayu. So you're right. They're not arguing about Onsen at all. They're only arguing about when the Malve can pull the loan back. Velahodam Ravuna, that which Ravuna says, Ashol Karda Mechavero, if a person borrows an axe from his friend, Bika Bokona, if he starts chopping with the axe, then he is Kone. Then he is Kone. Lo Bika Bo Lo Kone. And if he didn't start chopping with it, then he's not Kone. Lema Katanoi, shall we say that it's like the Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? Sarma Lishame Lo. Adkan lo pligi ela b'milved lo hadrabine. When do they argue? They argue only by a milveh where you're not returning the item, because it's money. The money's meant to be spent. Avo b'she'ela d'hadrabine divri akol bikabo in lo bikabo lo. But by she'ela, where you have to return the item in its state, in existence, everybody would agree that you are kone it only when you start to chop with it, not before you start to chop with it. Just quickly, we'll finish up. The Ritva says that it's dafka lagabe she'ela, that you're borrowing something for a certain pa'ula, for a certain reason. That's the only time that you're kone the dover. That's the only time that you're kone the item, bederech pa'ulaso. By other kinyanim, you can only be kone metaltlin either with meshicha or Ragba. And that's why the Rishonim ask, why do we say that you're not kone the axe until you start to chop with it? You should start to be kone it. You should be kone it as soon as you lift it up. The answer is no, because the kinyan abag doesn't work here. Because what are you being kone? You're not being kone really the axe. It's not like you're buying it. You're being kone the right to use of the axe. And therefore you're kone through that way when you actually start to use it the way it was supposed to be used. So we'll pick up from here, God willing, tomorrow.